Moncrief on News Talk.
Time for four questions. The four questions, as ever, are: what delighted you over the weekend? What annoyed you over the weekend? What did you learn? And what are you looking forward to? The people here to answer them are Donal O'Donoghue and Dearne O'Connor. Good afternoon to you both.
Afternoon.
Donal, you're delighted to have your family around you.
I am feeling the love.
you sure?
Do you know what? It was a weird week. My mum was taken into hospital last week, so that's not a delightful moment.
No.
But sometimes unexpected things have unexpected consequences. And the thing that has been delightful is that my sisters and my dad and myself have rallied around to help her get good and strong. She's going to have surgery this week, so we're all kind of rooting for her. But the funny thing is, I think, as you get a little bit older, is that you realise between life and work and all that gets in the way, you probably see less of your family than, you obviously see less of your family than you do in your younger years. But I think for me, the delightful thing this week was everybody getting together, having those conversations and realising, when I look at my mum and her determination and her grit at how she's dealing with all the investigations and everything that she needs to do to get herself good and strong this week, it reminds me where we all get some of that determination and grit. You know, she's a great person, and my sisters and my dad have been outstanding. So out of a pretty crappy start to the week, some good stuff has come.
Mm. And are you all taking shifts and turns? And
yeah, that's
all
absolutely.
Kind of very organized.
So one of my sisters, Michelle, flew in from Scotland. So she basically dropped everything and came over. And my other sister, Josephine, has been brilliant as well. So we've been taking shifts. So there's someone with her all the time and helping her to build herself up.
Yeah.
And she's got crack, though. And she's been there. She's been listening to Moncrief. She's been doing her crosswords. She is sharp as a tack, and she's going to do great.
Okay. All right. Good honor.
Mm.
Because when you're of an age and you have, you know, fewer years ahead of you than you do behind you, there might be a temptation to just go feel sorry for yourself or just be miserable about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's extraordinary how often people who get some sort of disease that might have been far less serious were they in their 30s or something, let's say, that this is more serious now to them and, you know, the seriously injurious potentially, but they bear it with such great grace as well.
And that is, she is an absolute lady. But what's been amazing to watch as well is my dad, who is now learning to fend for himself at 86. He's mastered the art of the air fryer, and so it's, everybody's been on a learning curve, but it's great to see the family pulling together.
Yeah, okay, that's good. And keeping the spirits up. You went for a bit of a run, Dearne?
Well, run now is a loose term, Sean, okay. I think, but my friend Chris, who I keep calling my friend, but I actually only really know him through social media, so it's kind of like
he's
a
not your friend. That's just weird.
Yeah, he is. But he is running the double length of Ireland for a charity. So he has run from Mizzen to Malin, and now he's on the way back down to Mizzen. He should be there tomorrow. So I said I'd meet him in Nina, and I ran about 20 meters with him, and that was
good
deed. Yeah, and I couldn't find him. So, well, he had a tracker on him, so I don't know how I found it so difficult, but I found him on the N52. And instead of parking the car, like coming back after I found him and joining him, I decided to pass him and then had to run and catch
back
up
to him.
So by the time I found him, I was like about to cough up a lung and couldn't actually really talk to him. So it was, it was interesting.
What charity is he running for?
Family Carers Ireland.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so absolutely brilliant. And I don't know how he's doing it. Myself and Daddy actually drove from Malin to Mizzen in a tractor last year. So, and that was, like, I didn't have to do anything except sit there. And Daddy did all the driving, 82 years of age. So I can't actually imagine having to use my own legs and, like, run.
But I imagine driving that distance in a tractor wouldn't be that comfortable either.
No.
Is it? Well, the suspension wouldn't be great if it's one of the older ones.
The N17 is the bumpiest road in Ireland. And the only way you feel it is in a vintage tractor. We hopped the whole way down the N17 and he was absolutely unbelievable. I don't know how he did it. It's an old tractor. Even in a brand new one or in a car, like, to drive that distance. So yeah, he was my hero and we laughed and I almost fell out of the tractor. Every couple of miles, the door would just swing open. So I was holding
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
It must get that fixed, says Dad.
Maybe he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
He was like...
and so I take it you're not a runner then?
I am trying to get into running.
Okay.
Yeah. So run, like, I've run maybe 3 kilometers and then almost die, but I'm trying to like feel something again. I gave up alcohol and cigarettes. So I'm trying to get like a healthy kick out of something, like what is going to make me feel alive. And I feel alive after running, but I have to like almost want to die before I get that. So now I'm wondering, is there like a healthy kick that I can get from something simple? What, you know, what makes people feel alive? I would love to know.
That's a really sad thing you just said there, that you've given up cigarettes and alcohol and now you don't feel alive anymore. That's essentially what you just said.
I'm so used to it now. No, do you know what?
But you know the way people that may have, you know, maybe have a kind of slightly addictive personality and so they have to give up, you know, alcohol, but then they replace it with manic exercise, and it's now it's not doing them any harm physically, but they're equally as addictive about it. And it often strikes me there's something unhealthy about that.
Yeah. I just love a little dopamine hit every now and again. That's what I'm looking for. But I feel like my life has improved tenfold since giving up both things. But I just love a little kick every now and again. Do you know? But you know, I do feel alive.
I got a text from my smartwatch a couple of weeks ago telling me that my resting heart rate was at 85 beats per minute.
Okay.
And I knew that when I was doing a bit of running a few years ago, it was around 55 beats per minute. So it scared the life out of me.
Oh, wow.
So in the space of a short period
of time. Your watch goes, you're going to die.
Well, do you know what I did? I pulled the data from the watch into AI. And I asked it for some advice because I thought that's cheaper than getting a personal trainer.
Sure.
And in the space of about 10 days, I cut down alcohol drastically. I started to eat clean and I got my steps up over 10,000 steps a day and started getting back to it. I did a horrible 3K run that where I went too fast for the first kilometer and then kind of died off. Gave it a couple of days, did a 4K run nice and slow. But in the space of 10 days, the resting heart rate has come right back down to 62. With drinking lots of water, bit of running, and sometimes you just need that kick in the backside. And actually, I was really grateful that I got the old message telling me that there's a change in your resting heart rate. So,
Were you under a lot of stress when you got that message, perhaps?
No, I was having a great time. It was what we were talking about. It's in Portugal, drinking pints, but not getting the steps up, drinking too many pints, eating nice food. And
feeling alive.
Feeling but feeling more alive now, even after a couple of weeks of being a good boy.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURN.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
But even if you didn't have that gizmo telling you, you probably would have come back to Ireland and thought, yeah, maybe I should cut back on the points and do that anyway.
Probably stepping on the scales would have given
it. No, but like the smartwatch is just kind of frightening the life out of people in that you know, have to be optimum performance all the time, and nobody is.
Yeah,
really,
I hadn't got the text, I wouldn't have done anything about it, or the message, so.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. And I signed up for, at the end of July, there's a 5K charity race actually as well. So I'm going to do that. It's in Summerhill, County Meath. So
cool.
Big shout out to the people of Summerhill. There's about, I don't know, a few hundred people going to do this charity race.
So. That's exciting. I could join you for about 3 metres of it maybe.
Well, sign you up.
Unless Darren finds something to, you know, make life worth living in the in-between time. What annoyed you this week, Donald, was something involving your dad. Was your mom in hospital at that time when this happened? No,
she wasn't. And actually, the whole time that the thing kind of happened, it got a little bit weird. So my dad is a tech savvy guy. You know, he's got a smartphone, he's got his laptop, and he can use all devices and all that kind of stuff as a very capable 86-year-old. But he went into his local phone shop with a query on his phone, and he came out having bought signed up to a new bundle deal. So a switch provider for his TV, broadband, phone, And they said to him, look, you're going to save 700 euros a year. So he thought, well, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
What he didn't factor in, or what they didn't mention, is that because he was in contract, he was going to get hit with a breaking contract fee of 560 quid. So what really annoyed me this week was that idea that, you know, people of a certain generation, say our parents' age, who mightn't be as tech savvy or as up to speed on mobile phone contracts and all the, you know, hey, you're due an upgrade. Yeah, we're going to lock you in for another 2 years. So that, yeah, that kind of annoyed me.
Yeah, that's kind of sharp practice, really, isn't it?
Well, I mean,
because I assume he didn't go in looking for some sort of new bundle.
He was annoyed with me last night because I said it was a bit like Jack and the Beanstalk. You know, he went to sell the cow at market and came back with a handful of magic beans. And then the other stuff that happened with it is, you know, of course, the salesperson says, you know, the engineer is going to come out and do everything for you. And lo and behold, you know, a couple of weeks later, the box arrives in the post and he's like, what do I do with this? Geez, so we sold a pup.
Yeah. So was there any way out of it? He kind of stuck with
it? And then my mom went into hospital. So, you know, it kind of fell down the priority list. But I think we are going to talk to the provider and see what they can do. So the provider shall remain nameless.
Nameless for the time being.
Until next week.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll get no luck for that. You know, obviously he's of an age, you know, that might not know about all these contracts and stuff. And the exact same thing happened to my mother. My mother loves buying gifts for people who are like doing their job. I got a contract. She signed me into a contract for an upgrade on a new phone, and say my phone that I had was actually newer, but the woman in the shop convinced her that this was like the best deal ever. So mammy goes and buys her a box of Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, I got you this. Yeah. And I'm like, this is an awful deal. But like, your one in the shop is laughing because she's
getting her commission.
Oh, God.
And a box of chocolates.
And she got chocolates. Someone's texting in to say 10,000 steps is not scientific. 7 to 7.5 is enough, according to actual medical research.
Well, I've been hitting 16 and 18,000. Hang on, let's do a quick check for today.
He's walking back to now.
I am on 11,666 already today, thanks to Lola the dog in the mornings. 5K walk. Yeah.
Wow. I have two young daughters. I'm busy like all parents. My smartwatch started telling me how little sleep I was getting. I hadn't noticed until it told me, so I started to panic about the sleep deprivation, even though I was feeling fine. In the end, I ditched the watch, as I couldn't get any more sleep, so being told didn't really help. Yeah, good point.
Losing sleep over losing sleep.
Excellent point.
Vicious circle.
Yeah. But to get in like 11,000 steps, so you have to be very deliberate about that then.
Well, do you know what I've tried to do? Because we've got the puppy, so I'm getting out for a walk with Lola in the morning, and then when I come to work, you know, I either get the train or park the car, so there's another couple of thousand steps there, and then maybe get out for a little run, a short run in the evenings. Started walking the kids to school some of the mornings against their will. But it really helps. It really helps.
Yeah. So what annoyed you, Darren, was Donal, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought things were a little bit too harmonious in here, and I said I'd spice it up a little.
Okay.
So Donal, I've actually set up some bollards out on the street, and I thought we could have a physical row, and maybe Sean could be the referee. So...
Are we talking like UFC kind of stuff here?
Yeah, whatever you're into. I have been pumping the guns and I went for a run at the weekend. So Donal put up a lovely post on social media, and it was to promote four questions. And the three names that were on it was Sean, Donal and Darren.
I'm sorry for misgendering you.
Did it say Darren? Yeah. Oh, I hadn't noticed that. Oh, that's hilarious.
And to which I replied, holy AI. Because the little tags under our names were the correct names, but it said tune in to listen to Sean Donal and Darren. So
excited to meet Darren. Yeah. He was looking well in the picture. I know, but it gave me PTSD because my brother, if he was to ever try and annoy me back in the day, he would either say that I was adopted or call me Darren. So,
okay, that's me.
Childhood trauma.
Which hurt the most, the adoption or the Darren?
The Darren, for some reason, because at least if I was adopted, they actually wanted me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. You could say, you weren't good enough for them, so they wanted another one.
Yeah.
Someone says, I had a minor health scare when I was 42. Like your guest, it was a wake-up call. I had never taken any exercise, was definitely drinking too frequently and eating too much crap, cut the junk and booze, more or less. Took up exercise and feel healthier and stronger than ever before. I turned 50 this year. It's never too late. About the father who was convinced to switch providers, etc. Does the cooling off period not help in these cases?
Yeah, but this is what I was saying. I think you generally have a 14-day cooling off period. But with my mum going into hospital, it just wasn't a priority.
Yes, of course.
But I do think, to be fair to the provider, I think my sister was onto them and they're going to find a solution. I think what's more annoying is just the fact that when you're in your 80s, for example, you are a little bit vulnerable to this is a great deal, and you're seeing the salesperson as an advisor and they're saying, look, this is a great deal for you. You're going to save €700. And especially if you're living on a pension, a breakage fee of €560 is massive. So that's, Yeah.
It's kind of schnicky.
It's a bit icky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit, So what you learned, Dearon, is not really to be careful about kind of the adverts you put on Done Deal.
Yes, wanted adverts specifically. So
is this for a man again? Or
No, that was the next one. I'm hoping to get scammed into a date. So my dad is looking for like a specific part for a machinery and we couldn't find it in the, you know.
These are for the vintage tractors now, is it?
No, it's actually for a Bobcat.
What's a Bobcat?
Bobcat is like, it's like a little forklift.
Okay.
It's cool. It's like you're getting into a spacecraft and it has forks on it.
Yeah.
And he's looking for the forks for the Bobcat, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, he wasn't able to find it in like the cell, like, you know, the cell section.
The fork section in Bobcats for you.
So he put up an ad in the wanted section. And then this lovely man rang and he was like, yeah, I have exactly what you're looking for. I have no proof that it exists. You can't come see it. But if you send me the cash via bank, you know, draft or Western Union, I'll get that to you. No problem. So second time for this
work?
To happen. Yeah, well, he'd been stung before. So we.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was. Yeah. So this time we're saying,
did you catch it in time?
No, but the man was caught. He actually used his proper name through the Western Union bank transfer.
Yeah. Mm.
And we were able to find him on Facebook and then hand over the details to the guards. Yeah.
Wow.
So this time we were like, we've played Knifey Spoony before.
This fella was in Ireland, was he?
He was in Ireland, a
part of Ireland. Let's not be too specific. Someone says, your guests not think that social media is flooded with so much conflicting information on health and fitness. Case in point, recommended ideal step counts, also supplements. And Jesus, we have to be shoveling kilos of protein into our mouths every day to stay well. Joking aside, it's so confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing, but what I learned is that sitting on the couch, drinking pints and watching Love Island is not good for my resting heart rate.
Okay.
I think everything in moderation, though. You know, if you go for a walk and then you sit down and watch Love Island.
Yeah. I did 23,000 steps yesterday. Does that mean I can just stay in bed today?
Absolutely.
And Dave says, I need a break from my smartwatch. It's like living with Monica Geller.
Sounds like a good time.
Right. So, yes, that's an odd thing you've learned, but this is a fact about Japan.
Yeah. So I learned this week that the sale of adult nappies in Japan is greater than the sale of children's nappies.
Wow.
Now let that sit there for a minute.
Yeah.
So Japan is one of the oldest populations and lowest birth rates in the world. And because I spend a lot of time thinking about the labour market and employment and all that kind of stuff, it made me think about Ireland, where, you know, we've got an ageing population as well. At the moment, we have 4 people of working age per 2 people or per 1 person over the age of 65. And by 2050, that's going to change significantly. So we've got a lot to think about in terms of how do we put money aside through pensions and the rainy day fund and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so that's what Japanese adult nappies made me think about, you know, making sure we're putting a few bob into our pension.
Yeah, or invest in an adult nappy factory is another possibility. But that's kind of terrifying in a way. I mean, it means that, you know, we and Japan might be heading that way, but we mightn't be able to kind of pay for ourselves. Well, we'd become too old.
Exactly. And that's the big problem. Like by 2050, if there's only two people working and paying tax for every one person over the age of 65, that's going to put huge pressure on the exchequer. So we need to really be thinking now. So the government have brought in auto-enrolment pensions. So that's an extra 700,000 people that are now in the pension net and that are putting aside for the future. But I think one of the problems is, and it's not just, as you said, about pensions, but it's getting people thinking about, you know, providing for themselves later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe having a few more kids might be, you know, might be a good move at this point.
Absolutely. And we've also got
But then again, people can't afford to do that now. So, yeah.
Yeah. Adult nappies. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Bobcat is a brand. Skid steer is the proper name for that machine.
Is that not that. What I said? No.
Well, no. I don't know, whatever that is. Right, so, yes, Dearon, what are you looking forward to this week?
I am going to get my nails done after this, Sean. And
okay. Is that it? Is that... I'm sorry, I don't want to demean getting your nails done, but when you were saying that, you know, you've given up alcohol and smokes and you've nothing to live for,
well, in the direct
is it reduced
future,
to that?
I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I feel like I could be feeling lost or I could be feeling down, but as long as my nails are done, I feel like I'm in control and that everything is going to be okay. Sean.
Okay. And do you go to the same person to get it done?
I do. I have like a couple of people on rotation, you know, that.
And
yeah,
do you get them to compete
specific.
With each other?
Sometimes I set up little, you know, I say just leave this nail and I'm going to see how the other person compares, you know, little tests. But no, generally no. My skin is very thin, so I have to be very like careful with who I let near it because they can cut easily. You know,
ooh,
it's a big job. Yeah. The instruments that they use, I actually have a bit of a fear of the nail technician, but it also kind of makes me feel alive.
And what are they going to do to you today when you go to get your nails done?
Well,
do you have
something to my nails?
Do you like just turn up and say, what can you do for me? And they go, oh my God. And then, you know.
Yeah.
Or do you come up with a shopping list?
Well, no. Kim is who I'm going to today.
Okay.
And she knows exactly the crack. She's like, I just put my hands out in front of her and she's like, I'll take the wheel from here. So
okay.
I trust Kim with my life.
What about the trotters?
No, they look after themselves. Yeah, I haven't seen my feet in weeks now. So...
You wear shoes to bed.
Socks and sandals all
and
the way.
And do you and Kim like swap... confidential information? Do you have chats about life and that kind of stuff?
We do. I talk about her kids and she's actually from Vietnam. So we talked about when I was over in Vietnam and, you know, how her life contrasts between there and here and how she's trying to like bring her family, her mother and father over to visit was the last bit of information. I don't know if they've gotten here yet, but she'll tell me today.
Somebody says, I'm 70, I walk 8 kilometres every day and I can't lose weight. I think it might be 10 pints at the weekend or something to do with it. Nah, probably not. I did 40,000 steps yesterday. I normally hit 25,000 steps. 10,000 steps is barely moving.
Yeah.
Wow. It's getting competitive now. What are you looking forward to now, Donald?
I'm looking forward to this week in our house is the final child is finishing the school year. So obviously the secondary school kids have finished, but we've one still in primary school.
And are they finishing this week?
She's finishing this week. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Some of them are until the end of the month, but her school happens to be whatever way they've jigged the year around. She finishes this week. So I'm looking forward to no more panic mornings, trying to get uniforms, getting lunches packed, getting out the door. And for the kids actually to have a few weeks where they can be kids, where they can be out in the sunshine on their bikes playing and just being kids. And I know that we'll be in here in a few weeks and I'll be saying I'm looking forward to them going back to school. But for this week, I'm looking forward to just the chill.
Yeah, but can they do that? Do they, you know what I mean? In that, like, it depends on where you live. You know, if you live in a set of streets is relatively safe where there's a park there and they can just go out the door or
exactly.
go and knock up for their friends
do you know
and that
what?
Kind
they're,
of stuff.
They're out in the back garden, they're on the trampoline, they're getting fresh air, they're on their bikes. That's And I just, when I think back on the, you don't appreciate it when you're young, do you? Being able to just go out, see your friends, you know, come back when you're hungry, all that kind of stuff that we were able to do as kids. But when you think back on it, they're some of my fondest memories of the school holidays. So that's what I'm looking forward to for...
Yeah. Are any of them going to be doing camps or any of that stuff?
Yeah. They're signed up for the GA and a bit of art and some other stuff. So they're all good.
Yeah.
Stuff to look forward to. We've one going to the Gaeltacht. for the first time. First time going down Cayley's and Shifton.
It's a couple of fuckle. And you seem quite relaxed about that. That's good to hear. How long do they go for now?
Two weeks.
It's not a month anymore, and it's very expensive.
But I'll leave that there.
It's about a grand or something for the two.
I think a grand or 1,200 quid now. I'd have to talk to my financial controller. But if you want to send them down to me
and give me the cash, I'll take them in. Teach them a trick or two.
Come back. They might know about snogging. They won't learn a word of Irish. Stirling and Dolan, thank you both very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.